Okay. I'm Olga Farnham.
Hi, Olga. I'm Hi. Jennifer Capoulier.
Hi, Jennifer. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. What were the issues that you were supporting Trump with, and are they still the same issues that you've... Do you still support Trump about the same issues, or has anything changed? Or
well, initially, I was not a Trump supporter. I wasn't a Trump supporter till later in the game. He was my 17th choice.
Oh.
Yeah. I was a Rubio supporter initially.
Uh-huh.
And but I continued to support our nominee because there was just no way that I could vote mm-hmm. for Hillary Clinton.
Oh. Uh-huh.
So we had to have a Republican in the office. And my number one issue was Supreme Court.
Was what?
The Supreme Court nominee.
Oh.
Yes.
You knew that was coming up?
Oh, absolutely. We all knew. Yeah. There's probably two more coming up, too.
That's interesting.
In the near future, yes.
And what other issues do you align with Trump with?
The way the economy has a lot to do with it, and and the tax burden that we are all having to deal with as business owners and as employees of business owners, because if business owners aren't successful, they don't hire people. So, and I think the economy in the last several years has just tanked. And you know, I've got children that are in their early 30s and early 20s who can't make it on their own because of the way the economy is, especially in this state.
What fields are your kids in?
Well, my youngest is just going to be graduating from the Art Institute in June. But I don't know what it's going to do, what kind of job he's going to have to land to be able to pay rent. You know, one of his friends just graduated from UW with an engineering degree, and he still lives with mom and dad because he can't afford to live on his own.
Oh, wow.
Even in Snohomish County, not even in King County.
Yeah, engineering. You'd think that there'd be jobs for...
You would think.
Like, you've voted Republican mostly your whole life?
Yes. I have crossed over a couple of times. As a matter of fact, Brian Sontag here locally, I have voted for him. I thought he was a great... candidate.
Okay.
I crossed over a couple of times in a sheriff's race years ago.
Yeah.
And a couple of city council and county council races in the past that I have crossed over.
You see, like, the benefit of this country being from, like, smaller government, and are you Christian as well?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Yes and yes.
Do you want to see more, like, role of religion and of Christianity and, like, the role of the country?
Well, not necessarily. No. I just think that Christian values aren't respected anymore.
Uh-huh.
And I think that if we all lived our lives and held to our Christian values, that we would have a much better society.
Values such as?
Well.
just your top values.
Values. Working.
Like, I really like.
Supporting yourself. Being responsible for yourself. Not living off the system. Not being dependent on government assistance. I know it's necessary. And some people, you know, it's there for a reason, but I think it's grossly abused.
I'm not Christian, but I like the value of, like, charity, and I wish that people could be... have more charity in general.
And Christians are very charitable.
Yeah, and I know that's a great value. Do you support Trump on his, like, views on immigration, or how do you feel about immigration?
I completely support them. I am full-blooded Hispanic. Born in my entire family, born and raised in southern New Mexico, where there was a huge illegal immigration issue. I mean, I lived in El Paso, Texas, and I was very close to the illegal drug scene living there, and was affected personally by the illegal drug scene in El Paso, Texas, with it being a border town.
Wow.
Yeah. And I've just seen businesses go under because of illegal immigration. I mean, I've benefited from it in some areas that I'm not real proud of.
But
illegal immigration is a huge problem, and not just from Mexico. It's, you know,
wherever it's from. Coming from.
South America, you know, the Middle East.
It's
a huge, huge problem.
Do you feel like the border wall will assist, or a stronger wall will assist with illegal Mexican immigration?
I think it'll help. The fact that Donald Trump got elected has already helped. I mean, I hear studies say that illegal immigration has decreased by like 70% because of him being in office, because the illegal immigrants know that the rules have changed. mm-hmm. and they're not going to be accepted here like they were. And mm-hmm. that, you know, we have Jeff Sessions now, mm-hmm. and he's going to be instrumental in making sure that illegal immigration is, you know, kept in check.
Yeah.
So I think it's already helped.
Oh, good. Would you, like, yeah. support a pathway for, like, people with families that have been here, like, a couple years, like illegal families, or would you, like,
a legal
prefer
pathway?
Them?
There is a legal pathway. They just need to follow it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I feel like that wasn't something that was actually an option
no,
for
anyone
them.
Can apply for citizenship.
Uh-huh.
There is a legal pathway, and people need to follow it. They need to obey the laws.
Okay.
And they need, you know, and I don't like the fact that people come over here expecting to live off the system. And I experienced a lot of that living in Texas. I worked at a hospital there uh-huh. where women would go into labor from across the border and they would hang out in the parking lot until they were crowning, because if they came into the emergency room too soon, they would be put in an ambulance and sent back across the border.
Oh.
So they would sit out in the parking lot in labor and wait, because if they waited long enough, their child was born here and they had access to now welfare, food stamps, the whole nine yards.
Wow.
And that to me is just wrong.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.